certainly say this morning that we count it a true honor and privilege to be back in the Lord's house. I'll tell you this morning, I may not know maybe but just a few of you here, but I'm thankful if we've been born again, you're just my brothers and sisters in Christ. Knowing and realizing, I appreciate what the sisters sung. I tell you, that was encouragement to me. We're all going to go through things in our life, and maybe we get up on that mountain, but the devil will come by and just blindside us, and he'll take us right back down to that valley. But I'm thankful in that valley is where we can find the Lord and find true strength. And church, I desire we just set all of our maybe differences aside, or the things we have, what we're going to do after this. And I just ask that you pray for me and us just go to meeting. It's not about me today, but it's certainly about the Lord. And I may just talk just a second, but I tell you, the Lord's been far too good for me to slack on him now. And I desire you pray for me this morning. But if you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us, we feel like we'll be reading in two places, 1 Corinthians in the 10th chapter. But I tell you this morning, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. The Bible says to fail not to assemble yourself in the house of the Lord. And I appreciate you being here today, but most of all, I know the Lord appreciates you. And don't fall out with me on this, but people say, well, I can watch church service online, and I understand people maybe are sick, and the Lord understands all about that. And but I'm talking, if you are well able to be in the house of the Lord, you should be here this day. And the devil, the more you try to do for the Lord, the more the devil is going to try to tempt you. But I'm thankful tonight that the Lord's still good and we can pray through. But if you have your Bibles here today and would like to read with us, we'll be in the First Corinthians 10th chapter, the 13th verse, and it says, there hath no temptation taken you by such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And then if you turn over to Ephesians in the 4th chapter, and this is just what the Lord's gave to me, and I'm going to do exactly what he would have me to do. But 4th chapter of Ephesians, starting with the 26th verse, and we'll just read two verses. It says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. And that's all I feel like I need to read this morning, and I desire that of your prayers. I tell you, if you've ever stood up here, you know exactly where you are, but if you haven't, I just ask you to pray for me. But if I had a thought on my mind, it would be, have you given place to the devil? And I feel like today that's what the Lord has wanted me to say, have you given place to the devil? But as I appreciate what the sisters saying, when the Lord, he's going to come by, but there'll be times when we're up on that mountain and life seems real good. But I'm thankful when trials and tribulations come and we get down in that valley, we're still serving the same God, and he is well able to deliver us. But as I begin to think, have you given place to the devil? We're living in a world and age today where there's people all over this walk of life that's given place to the devil, whether it's having social media or just letting the devil devil get a hold of him. But I tell you, the Lord is down in your heart and the devil is out of your mind. And I believe in the Bible, the Lord said in one place, he said, devil, get behind me. But going and realizing that the Lord, he's not just behind me, but he's in front of me, to the side of me, above me, and he's everywhere, and he is well able to deliver you today. But I'm thankful that most of all, if you've been born again, the Lord is down in your heart, and you can certainly have that today. But in order for us to have true joy in this walk of life, you're going to have to get the devil behind you, and you're just going to have to say, get behind me, devil, because that's certainly down in your mind. But knowing and realizing the Lord is well able to deliver you. And I begin to think about Jesus walking on that water, and Peter got out of the boat, and he went unto the Lord, and he was trusting in him. But the waves got high, and it said that there was trials and everything, and he began to doubt, and he began to sink. But I'm thankful the Lord caught him, but the devil got into that of his heart, and he began to tempt him and everything. But knowing and realizing the Lord came to his rescue, and he'll come to your rescue tonight. But I'd ask you today, have you given place to the devil? And it'd be a wonderful opportunity for you to get the devil out of your heart, for we're living in a world and age where the devil is in each and everybody, and his thoughts are just roaring. But I'm thankful tonight that I serve a Lord that is well able to deliver us. And if you're in a trial or tribulation, the Lord, he can carry you through. And I don't read in the Bible anywhere where it says that this walk of life is going to be easy. I don't. But I'm thankful that the Lord will be with us every step of the way. But knowing and realizing, if you don't have the Lord today, there is coming a time where he's coming back for his children. And he said that he would come back as a thief in the night, as a woman that's travailed with her child. And knowing and realizing that the Lord is coming back, and if you don't have him, you're going to have him. And when you face these trials and tribulations, that's what's wrong with the world. They don't have that of the Lord. But I'm thankful if we have that of the Lord, we have a shield and a power to face the world. And we should go out and not be ashamed, but we have the power to conquer the world. And I was thinking in the Bible, just when Adam and Eve came along and they were tempted by that serpent, and the Lord told them, he said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam came along, and then Eve, and they ate of that tree, and that serpent tempted them. And I truly believe that they were all right, but they let the devil come down and dwell in their heart. And when the devil came and tempted them, they gave in to him, and then that's where it started to go downhill. But knowing and realizing that the Lord came along and made manifest to them, and I believe too that when we do something wrong, and if we're truly child of the King, that the Lord lets us know that we've done something wrong. But they came along, getting back to that, and Adam and Eve, and they ate the tree, and they were exposed that they were naked. And knowing and realizing today, if the devil is down in you, and you have been exposed that you are naked and that the devil is dwelling with you, it would be a good place today to get him out of your heart. That's all I feel like I need to do this morning. But if you have a need here today, the Lord is well able to deliver you. And the Lord is coming back in his form and his fashion, and he is really coming back. And there's people today with a misconception that maybe the Lord isn't real, but I am here to tell you today, that's just the devil that's dwelling in their heart. And if you have the devil today, maybe you have trials and tribulations going on, or maybe the devil has just came upon you, there is a place where you can pray through, and it would be a wonderful opportunity today to know that the devil is out of your heart and you're truly centered and focused on that of the Lord.